Can you give us an update on the back that kind of kept you out of practice last week?
Yeah, it just, you know, got a little tight on me. So we're just trying to take the right precautions, you know, for it. And hopefully this process can move faster.
Is that the first time that's happened to you?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you'll play Thursday?
That's up to coach. You know, we got to see how it is. You know, obviously we want to play, we want me to be able to play. So I just got to follow the process of the trainers and we'll be fine.
If you do give a chance to play, how much are you looking forward to getting out there against live action?
I'm so excited. You know, obviously this is a dream come true for us to be in the NFL. How much more, you know, play our first, you know, game. So yeah, it's just so much excitement, and just hopefully I'll be ready for that.
How about your, you know, when the unofficial depth chart came out yesterday, it looks like you're third on the depth chart. What is that? What's your reaction to that? And how?
Well, I mean, you know, I had an injury, so you know I can't play. So I mean, I just follow whatever the coaches say, and just, you know, do the best that I can do, right, whatever they tell me to do, and. Whatever happens, happens, you know.
As you've gone along in this camp now into the second and third week, are there things getting better for you, or are there new surprises that are popping up?
I mean, you know, it's different than college. You know, NFL is, you know, a lot faster, so I'm just, you know, just getting into it, you know, enjoying the process, you know, working hard.
We obviously talked to you about the fumbling, and then, you know, there are a couple of rough days with hanging on to the ball, catching it. Have you found a comfort zone there? Is that something you've been able to kind of get over, and was part of that mental?
I mean, yeah, you know, obviously, well, for me, I try to score before I, you know, catch it. You know, I have a problem doing that, so I've been working on that, you know. With my coach, you know, my teammates, you know, help me. We all help each other and try to better ourselves, you know, by trying to be great, you know.
I think that you had, I think it was like between Peppers and I think Schobert, like a back in the end zone last week.
Yeah.
You made this like circus catch. In some ways, I know the degree of difficulty of that catch is a lot higher than a standard catch, but in some ways, is that easier mentally because you're not thinking about being so open?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I just try to just go out and practice and just be the best I can be. So I guess I got lucky there.
David, do you ever, how familiar are you with Ozzie Newsome's game? Do you ever watch any film
with him? After I got drafted here, I started watching him. You know, obviously he's a big name here. He's a beast. You know, he was really explosive and just, you know, a great athlete. And I'm just trying to, you know, uphold that same legacy. You know, try to just work hard to my best ability.
What can you tell us about what you've learned from Randall Telfer? What you think of him as a player?
He's awesome. Him and Seth, you know, they're great leaders. You know, very tough physical players. And they know what it takes to be a leader, like I said, and like a winner. So I'm just trying to just get under their wing, you know, just work hard, just like they work hard. You know?
Randall's the oldest guy. I mean, he's really young, but he's still the elder statesman in the room. Does he take that role seriously? I mean, can you go to him?
I mean, we all talk like, you know, like we're normal people. You know, we all talk to each other like the same people. You know, it helps us, you know, in the tight end room communicate more because, you know, no, there's not really any, like, you know, old guy there. So, yeah, we just talk together.
Have you caught many balls from Brock this camp? And if so, you know, can you just talk about Brock being named starter? How you feel about that? How you think he's come along?
Sorry, what was the question?
Brock Osweiler, just can you talk about the chemistry that you two have already or might need to develop?
You know, obviously he was brought here for a reason, as well as Kaiser and Cody and Logan. They just, what's it called? They they're here for a reason, and someone has to start, and he got the job. I'm very proud of him. You know, we just got to keep working, you know.
And I know you're pretty close to Deshaun. And when we talked to him yesterday, you know, he admitted that, you know, hey, I'm a competitor, and of course I would like to be out there too. But what have you found to be his mindset knowing that Brock is starting?
Not really sure. I mean, we're all blessed to be here, you know. So, I mean, with that being said, you know, that's, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory. Brock was, you know, the preseason starter, and, you know, we're all just going to keep working, that's all.
There were so many guys, so many different roles. You kind of mix and match, and different guys are doing different things every day. Can you even tell at this point whether this offense has a chance to be any good?
Well, this is my first time being in the NFL, so I mean, so far so good. We look pretty good. Just gotta keep working. You know, nothing's gonna happen unless we work for it. So,
like when you look around the skill guys, what strikes you? Who's impressive out there?
Everybody does. Everyone's fast. Everyone's, you know, I mean, this is a professional league, so everyone has to be, you know, up to that, you know, prestige. So, I just look around, I see a bunch of very talented athletes that can do something real special here.
Can you learn something from watching Duke Johnson catch the football, and also you guys, you know, grown pretty close from your history?
Yeah, it's Duke. You know, we call him eight ball. He's an exceptional athlete as well. Fast, elusive, you know, strong, and he catches everything. So I'm really excited to see how he does this year.
Did you know him pretty well before?
Yeah.
You guys got here? Just because he would come back to the school?
Well, we were at the school at the same time.
Together,
so, yeah.
Okay. So you were pretty good friends when you were there, even,
yeah.
Then, maybe. And is it nice to have somebody here to kind of welcome you, help you, show you the way? And
yeah, it's nice.
What did you say you guys call him?
Eight ball.
Why?
I don't know. You got to ask Duke that.